And again, on In Focus, have quite a crew with us today, trying to keep them all under control. No. Fathers, Carrie Neinmeyer, Frank Cody, Mike Demkovich, and Carlos Ruiz, and appreciate all four of them joining me today. A good chance to learn about our new Catholic priests in the Manhattan area. I know we had talked earlier with Father Carlos Ruiz, and, you know, Spanish-speaking, obviously, coming originally from Mexico. And I'm guessing that, you know, that it seems like there are more immigrants and different folks in the Manhattan area that are pretty much strictly Spanish-speaking. I'm guessing you offer masses that way, you know, if you don't mind elaborating.
Sure. Yes, we are offering the services of masses. Masses in Spanish at $7 on Sundays and any other services that they would look for. We also have a great service for immigration stuff, you know, for Hispanics with Catholic charities here in town. So many other services. So it's just a matter of them to approach us and feel that they are welcome.
Now, when you were in Western Kansas, you'd mentioned earlier, I bet you probably had a lot of different immigrants out that way. There's actually a story that made the wire today about Finney County, I know, where they were having some issues with some immigrant matters. But I imagine you had quite a contingent there.
Yes, yes. Well, the population there, population of Hispanics there is quite different. Most families there are arrived because of the dairies. So they looked for that kind of jobs, you know, and other things like agriculture and things like that. So mostly here, I think, is something different, different kind of jobs.
Very good. Well, and I know going around the room here again, you know, it's just it's got to be an exciting time for you. As you said, Father Carey, you had a little bit of a relationship with the area before, so you're not totally foreign to this area. But and I don't know the time frame of all of that, but I imagine Manhattan's changed just a little bit since you were here before.
The traffic, and this is without the students, with all due respect to Father Michael and his students at St. Isidore's, this is without the students, I really noticed the traffic here. I also notice all the construction, but the construction is a sign of growth and life, and so I appreciate that. But yes. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you don't mind sharing a bit more about your individual parish and just, you know, kind of what $7 is like these days. I don't know if you have, you may not have numbers at the top of your head being so new, but some of the things you're working with there.
Well, $7 will be celebrating 100 years anniversary here in about 3 years, so we're gearing up for that. That's a strong, long presence. We're the traditional parish in town. We probably have a little bit of the older clientele, the more established clientele. We have the Catholic school there as well, so we're gearing up for that as well at this time of year.
And, you know, I think if each of you want to talk individually about your parish, now is kind of a good time to do that. You know, Father Frank, if you don't mind sharing, remind us again what St. Thomas More, you touched on this briefly earlier, but remind us what it's like. And you have a really good, strong congregation there, too.
We do. We're just a little less than 1,000 families. And the parish was established in, I think, 1980. And so there's been an enormous amount of growth since that time. And they started out with a very simple building that was multi-purpose, and then in the 90s they built a big, very nice church, and then later added a hall. And so it's quite a campus, and quite a bit to maintain and be in charge of, a little daunting, but again, energizing as well. And the growth in this part of town, the Northwest, has a lot to do with the growth of that parish. And I guess one of my challenges is, what am I going to do for parking on game days, because we're just a little bit west of the stadium.
That's quite true. And I know, Father Mike, you mentioned a couple times about Dominican and your background that way, and we might explain to people more what that really means. As you said, you're kind of new to the area that way, and you know, I'm not a Catholic. I know quite a bit about, you know, the Catholic religion, but kind of fill us in, if you would.
Well, within the tradition of the Catholic Church, your primary priest would be the diocesan priest, and they're committed to a geographic area, so the Diocese of Salina. But through the history of the church, there arose different religious orders, and today is the feast of St. Ignatius of Loyola, and he is a Jesuit. People will probably know Pope Francis, who came from the Jesuits. Prior to that were Franciscans and Dominicans in the Middle Ages. Earlier than that were the Benedictines. So there are various communities. Here in Kansas, some people might be familiar with the Dominican sisters from Great Bend who have served throughout the diocese. And the Dominican order was founded in 1216, so next year we're celebrating 800 years as an order. And our primary mission and ministry is preaching and teaching.
Very good. And, you know, as we talk about that, too, and it sounds like you have a special event coming up in August. If you want to talk about that, I'll give you that opportunity since we're talking about individual parishes right now.
I'd be happy to. The end of August, we're having the director of the École Biblique, which is in Jerusalem. And the Dominicans have been in Jerusalem since the 1860s. So they pre-existed the State of Israel. And a lot of their work has been in archaeological and manuscript work. And so the Dominicans in the late 19th century helped to excavate the ancient city of Jerusalem. And so Father Marcel Segris, the director, will be here, and he'll be actually talking both at St. Isidore's on the 27th of August at 8 o'clock p.m., and then on the Saturday afternoon at St. Thomas More, and that's at 3 o'clock.
Okay. If you can slide that mic over to Father Carlos again, too. And of course, I know we've had Father Carey talk some about, you know, $7, but anything else you're wanting to add and just some of the challenges you see coming about your individual parish and your responsibilities?
Well, I would speak of mainly of the Hispanic community challenges. Well, one thing will be, you know, working with them in the way they get an identity as a community, too, and having them, you know, being part of the wide Catholic community at $7. And, well, working with this Hispanics, well, helping them to mingle, you know, with the Anglo community and make them feel that we are all part of the same community, not just a separate portion or something like that.
Well, we only have a few minutes left, but yeah, and I don't want to get too deep here, but just an idea. I really sense a lot of energy in this room, and I don't know, Father Carey, are you feeling pretty good about the Catholic faith right now? I mean, nationwide, or are we, how are we looking in terms of numbers of families that are involved in the church?
I think we have really leveled off after some of the crisis of recent years, and people are, the energy is there. For people who have decided to remain are really steady. And growth, and each of us will have new people joining this year, and that's always a great source of encouragement for us. We'll be starting that up too. People who are interested in joining the Catholic Church, we'll be starting that, and already got inquiries.
And if you don't mind, I'm going to jump back to Father Carlos just briefly. You know, I'm guessing that it's important to get some of the younger folks involved in the priesthood. And I don't know, is that, how's that going? I know in years past, I've talked to folks around. Father Lorne Worth is a good friend of mine. I talk to him frequently. And, I mean, are we getting more young people involved in the priesthood?
Yes. This is something that really gladdened us in the diocese because we are getting a good number of young men enrolling in this kind of a life, and we are expecting more, so we are working with that. And one thing is getting involved, you know, in our school, in our parish school at $7, and, you know, making the children feel that this is a joyful life. This is something to look forward.
Father Frank, I don't know, you know, kind of adding about the energy of the Catholic Church right now, anything you're wanting to add along that note? And, you know, through the years, things that you've seen, are we kind of, do we have a pretty, at least in the Manhattan area, I'm feeling a lot of energy.
Yeah. One thing I would add is we already have one young priest from Manhattan, Father Gail Hammerschmidt, and we have another one in the seminary from Manhattan. So the vocation picture is kind of alive from the Manhattan community. I would also add that Pope Francis has contributed greatly to a spirit of hope for the future of the Catholic Church. And I think he appeals to people of all ages and of all denominations. He just comes across as genuine and challenging us to back to the basics of what we're really about as Christians. And devotion to the poor and the needy, and getting out of, those trends that can be kind of materialistic and that sort of thing, and he just comes across as someone who is above and beyond all of that, and he inspires us all, I think.
Well, Father Mike, we're running out of time. We have just a little bit of time left. If you want to add anything and just some of the things that you're seeing.
Well, I would add to that just simply that we've had three popes that made a deliberate effort to really address the young. And so many of our young people are either partially churched or unchurched. And so as they come to the university, they're confronted with a number of questions. And it's good to have campus ministries that for the various denominations, but particularly at St. Isidore's, that people can come to a better understanding of what religion means, for one thing, and what the Catholic faith means. I think so many people are hungry for that sense of an inner spiritual ground.
Well, this has been a true pleasure, and don't be a stranger. I'd love to have you all come back. You can come back individually when you have things come up. Let's keep in touch. But it's been a true pleasure today to visit with Fathers Carrie Ninemeyer, Frank Cody, Mike Demkovich, and Carlos Ruiz, new Catholic priest.
Thank you as well.
Well, thank you very much. You've been listening to In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.